You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebo Gile Mabotja.
There is a wine festival that is coming up, the Johannesburg Cup Classic and Champagne Festival. And we're going to have this conversation with Sazi Ngobo, who is the co-founder of Amari Wines. Sazi, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Rebel. Thank you so much for having me.
So before we jump into the festival, I want to quickly talk about how are black folks doing in the wine industry at the moment? Because we know it is still quite difficult to get in. There are many, many young black wine companies, but they're not necessarily sitting in your big bottle stores and retail spaces. They kind of got their own hustle going, maybe in their restaurant. What does the picture look like in reality, and what percentage do black people actually make in that space?
It's a very good and interesting question, actually, because where we're standing right now is that although we've seen quite a lot of growth in terms of black people going into the market and starting their own wines, and like us with an MCC or just a cup of stick now, the barriers to entry into the market are so big that it's hard to actually move the needle and make a solid impact unless you have one, massive funding, two, great connections, or three, a great strategy that can get you into the right places. So where we are now is that although there's a lot of potential, they're still very small. And also I think the other side of the coin is that a lot of the other farms are doing great work themselves, right?
Yes.
Through no fault of their own. So we don't necessarily point fingers, but it's very hard to move the needle right now. Also because there's negative perceptions around Cup Classiques, for instance, in comparison to Champagnes. So we're fighting a battle on two fronts where we're trying to show South Africans in general that Cup Classiques are just as good as, if not better than Champagnes. And then on the racial side of it, we're trying to show people that, for one, black people didn't even know they can get into wine.
Mm.
And part of our job as Amari is to show people that there are other industries that we can dream about getting into and owning and growing. So I can't really speak to the percentage of numbers. However, I do know it's small, but there are some powerful brands that are growing and making impact, and some of which you'll see this coming weekend at the Johannesburg Cup Classic Festival.
Yes, and I think it's important you touch on the fact that some people don't know. So a quick question, what is the difficult part of the barrier of entry? Is it getting funding? Is the issue getting, you know, spot tops to stock your wine? Is it, like, what is that main barrier that people find?
Yeah. Well, I think that the biggest barrier, and I'll speak specifically to Cup Classiques, is one, the funding, because the way the grape is made, right, you actually need to harvest grapes. But secondly, because it's a Cup Classic, it needs to be in bottle for at least 12 months,
yes,
which means you produce a product, but you can't sell it for 12 months after producing it. So as a business, if you think about it as a business, there's 12 months where you just have overheads,
yes,
that can't make money. And that's why if you look at Amari, we're 2 years old now. We turned two in Feb. However, we're 5 years old as a company.
Yes, yes.
And those 3 years is where we learned our school fees, where we had to realize that there's so much that goes into the process of making a quality liquid that people don't realize. I think the other part about it as well is that getting into the outlets that are already saturated with so many other competitors is difficult. For us, what helps us is the quality speaks for itself. Because we're on the ground, we go to the actual outlets themselves, give them a taste, and then they list it. I think the story as well helps that we're not shy about who we are. We're a proudly South African, proudly black-owned brand who wants to make a dent in the market.
Yes. So the Johannesburg Cup Classic and Champagne Festival is taking place. You can get your tickets rather at web tickets. The cost of the tickets are 450 Rand per person, and it includes a branded glass and 10 tasting coupons. Why should people attend this weekend?
So again, if you've never been to the Cup Classic Festival, either in Johannesburg or in Franschhoek, I do say it's a social calendar event that everyone can go to. It's a great date night event, a great date day event as well. You actually get to taste over 50 of our different MCCs and champagnes that we have. So from a negative perception breaking point of view, it's a great place to go and actually compare Cup Classics to champagnes. One, two, it increases your vocabulary in terms of wine knowledge, because every stall and every exhibitor has their own story to tell. And they take you through the whole process of where the wine comes from, the tasting notes. So you almost do feel, leave there feeling like a bit of a cup classic aficionado. And three, it's just a great chill day to be out and about. I think we're in the last days of summer here in Johannesburg. So these are the times you need to go and engage and have fun, you know?
And I think that the venue is absolutely appropriate. So don't forget, get your tickets at Web Tickets. The cost is 450 Rand per person for the Johannesburg Cap Classic and Champagne Festival. It takes place at the Inanda Polo Club in Sandton. And that is on Saturday and on Sunday from 11 to 4.